You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got it. Touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
Free agency frenzy, Broncos fans, NFL fans, listening to Locked On Broncos across the globe. This is your host, Cody Rourke, writer and contributor over at PredominantlyOrange.com, covering all things orange and blue across the Rocky Mountains of the United States, and wherever you're listening and wherever your viewing pleasure comes from. We have you covered over there at PredominantlyOrange.com as well. NFL analyst for the NFL and the Denver Broncos nationally, covering them. And you can catch me here every day, Monday through Friday, Locked On Broncos, as well as on Mile High Sports Radio every Wednesday, 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time with Sean Walsh, talking all things Denver Broncos, milehighsports.com. Welcome back to another edition of Locked On Broncos, ladies and gentlemen. And what a day in the National Football League. Now, the legal tampering period has begun in the National Football League, and the NFL saw a variety of different news happening today, from potential deals to cuts, releases, some key names released, and obviously becoming free agents, and just a lot of drama on the hinges of waiting to see what Kirk Cousins is going to do. But that is not the story of the day. The story of the day, Kirk Cousins obviously entering free agency, is the top quarterback prospect. Now, there was a little bit of an impasse between the New Orleans Saints and Drew Brees, and that led to contract talks kind of stalling out a little bit, which allowed teams that were not Drew Brees' suitors or anybody affiliated with the Saints to contact him today. And obviously, Tom Condon, Peyton Manning's former agent, is representing Drew Brees. And so, obviously, there are some teams around the National Football League that inquired about what, you know, sending some money offers to Drew Brees. But don't fret. Drew Brees is not leaving the New Orleans Saints. As Ian Rappaport and myself kind of reported and touched based on earlier, I tweeted on Twitter that the New Orleans Saints are not going to let Drew Brees get away. Now, Drew Brees is expected to sign a two-year deal with the Saints, despite other teams being able to send them offers. Now, the sides are still negotiating areas of the contract, but today I feel like was more of a day for Drew Brees to kind of just hit pause on everything, because Saints offensive lineman Zach Strief announced his retirement after 12 years in the National Football League, and he spent all 12 of those years in New Orleans and had the opportunity to play with Drew Brees and be a very pivotal part of Drew Brees' career. So I think Drew Brees may have taken this day not to announce, not to take anything away from his teammate, and I think that is going to change tomorrow. I think we're going to hear the Drew Brees deal become official tomorrow, a two-year extension. I'm hearing around $46 million a year. We'll see about that, but obviously Ian Rappaport first reported that this morning on the NFL Network. I've been glued into my phone, onto my television all day long, as I'm sure you have, scouring for the latest news and updates around the National Football League. Well, we're going to have you covered with all the recap of Monday's news here on tonight's edition of Locked On Broncos. Now, other areas in terms of quarterbacks, before we get to Kirk Cousins, is many people were looking at Nick Foles as being a potential option to find a new place to play this season. Now, it's highly unlikely that the Eagles part way with Nick Foles, because Carson Wentz, they're still not sure if he's going to be ready for the season opener in 2018. Obviously, coming off an ACL surgery, he also had an LCL, a lateral collateral ligament injury as well. I know very much so a lot about that, because I tore my ACL and my LCL at the same time, and it's a long process. It's a little bit of a long haul, because it's the outer part of the knee, the LCL, and that obviously has a lot of the outside stability features that your knee really needs in order to be able to obviously do a five-step drop or even cut, plant, or even move up in the pocket, and those are very essential. So the Philadelphia Eagles, it is highly unlikely they part ways with Nick Foles. He'll be under contract with them. Now, if there were any kind of possibility for Nick Foles being on another team this year, it would be the Philadelphia Eagles requesting a first-round draft pick, and that's highly unlikely. It's not going to happen. We're going to see Nick Foles in Philadelphia for another year, and then he may be able to hit the market and test it out. Obviously, as Carson Wentz is looking to draw a contract extension, in which he has deserved, obviously with the phenomenal year he had before tearing his ACL, he was a legitimate MVP candidate in the National Football League. The Eagles are coming off a very big Super Bowl win, and obviously Nick Foles played a major part in that. Nick Foles will probably stay another year. Carson Wentz is going to return, and you never know. If Carson Wentz's knee is not ready to go, well, the Philadelphia Eagles at that point will not have to worry about having a quarterback week one. So there's the Philadelphia Eagles news things. Now, some Denver Broncos news. Today, they play second-round tenders on Matt Paradise and obviously Shaquille Barrett, and it's likely those guys are going to return because Denver has the opportunity to match what other teams offer them. And also, James Palmer of the NFL Network has reported that the C.J. Anderson and the Denver Broncos are not expected to part ways as of yet. They're not looking to release him, even though releasing him could open up around $4.5 million in cap space, which could also be used to help the Denver Broncos lure in another free agent, or maybe even be able to entice Kirk Cousins to kind of change his mind a little bit. And obviously you're in play for that. You can't offer him all the money that Kirk Cousins wants to obviously get, and obviously that the New York Jets or the Minnesota Vikings can offer him. But as of right now, the Broncos could trade C.J. Anderson, and we're still looking at ways to figure out how or when that might happen. But I would be surprised if C.J. Anderson is on the Denver Broncos in 2018. Right now, he can be a pivotal trade piece for certain teams looking for a veteran running back. And C.J. Anderson did surpass 1,000 yards for the first time this season. And so at that point, he has some value. We could see him moved on draft day or a little bit before the draft or even at the start of free agency. But that is a situation we're going to continue to monitor over here at the Locked On Podcast Network, Locked On Broncos. A lot of crazy news, and that's just a little bit of piece of the pie in terms of where we're going to get. But first, I want to take the time to tell you guys to go check out my man Adam Mattes, host of Locked On Nuggets, right over at DenverStiffs.com. The Nuggets riding high off a big victory against the Sacramento Kings, and I'm excited because I'm going to be in Denver this week at Pepsi Center on Thursday to see the Denver Nuggets take on the Detroit Pistons. Very excited to be there. If you're at the game, if you're at the venue, obviously send me a tweet at CodyRourkeNFL. Would love to meet up with some of you guys, talk football, talk basketball, enjoy the sports. But Adam Mattes has you covered. Locked On Nuggets. So let's keep the train rolling here. Obviously, free agency frenzy. It's unbelievable. Obviously, Zach Strief retiring from the New Orleans Saints. That's a big move. Another big move in the National Football League is that the Miami Dolphins are expected to release Ndamukong Suh. Now, Ndamukong Suh's play has dropped off over the last couple years. It's dipped a little bit. Obviously, the Miami Dolphins at this point in time are looking at the situation as a culture change down there in Miami. Obviously, the big news you missed over the weekend, the Miami Dolphins traded Jarvis Landry to the Cleveland Browns. And so there's just an offset number of moves that are going on in the National Football League. And Adam Gase is playing some hardball here and making some very gutsy moves. But Ndamukong Suh, would not be surprised if he heads over to the Oakland Raiders. Don't be surprised if that becomes a potential landing spot for Suh. Also, on the Oakland Raiders side of things, they have released cornerback Sean Smith. Now, Sean Smith was released today by the Raiders, and he will be doing 1 year in jail for pleading guilty to a felony assault that led to the harm and injury of another person related to, I believe, a family member last season. So he will not be playing in the National Football League this year. So despite reports that some teams are interested in him, they're going to have to wait a year because he's going to be serving some time in jail. So obviously, cornerback spot, the Oakland Raiders are really hurting. You could probably see them draft a cornerback. They still have Gerrion Conley out of Ohio State from last year. A lot of question marks regarding the Raiders and their secondary right now, especially as John Gruden begins his tenure as the head coach of the Oakland Raiders in this new era with Derek Carr. And it's going to be eager to see how the Raiders play, obviously how it affects the Denver Broncos in the AFC West. But obviously, another area that the Denver Broncos need to improve on is at tackle. Now, today, Albert Breer was reporting that the Denver Broncos had some interest in, obviously, Nate Solder, a local Colorado guy. But the thing is he's probably not going to be coming to the Denver Broncos Denver would be outbid by Houston a little bit. It appears that Houston may be the favorite for Nate Solder, or obviously to return to the New England Patriots. And as Mark Schofield, host of Locked On Patriots, and I talked about last week on Locked On Broncos, medical facility and having a really good access to medical care for his son who has cancer, that's going to be a big point for Nate Solder. And at this point, the Denver Broncos will view the situation as, well, they have Garrett Bowles at left tackle. You don't want to bring in a guy and obviously sit Garrett Bowles. And Garrett Bowles, you don't want to kick him to right tackle. I just don't think that's the right move. And Garrett Bowles wasn't too fond when asked if he wanted to be switched over to right tackle. Obviously, there was some talk towards the end of the year about, obviously, 2018, what's ahead for him and moving to right tackle. And he got pretty mad at that fact. So very unlikely to happen with Nate Solder to the Denver Broncos. But, you know, that's something we're going to continue to monitor here, because the Denver Broncos have to address tackle. They absolutely do. Now, it appears Matt Paradise will be coming back for the Denver Broncos. So that is a very, very big move for there. Now, obviously, another guy who will not be returning to his team is Seattle Seahawks tight end Jimmy Graham. Now, it's apparent that Jimmy Graham will be signing either with the Green Bay Packers or reuniting with Drew Brees down there in New Orleans. We'll find out here in the next couple of days what's going on in that situation. Obviously, one thing they're waiting to tie up is Drew Brees' contract extension with the Saints. I expect that deal to be done and announced tomorrow. I believe today was just a celebration of Zach Streif. So we're going to hear some more news about that. And obviously, we're going to recap all of Tuesday's news around the National Football League as the free agency frenzy has begun over here at the Locked On Podcast Network. We're going to have you covered with all that news. Now, and another bit of news regarding the AFC West and the impact. Now, the Chiefs are going to be releasing. They released Tamba Hali. And Tamba Hali has terrorized the Denver Broncos and their tackles for many years, battled through a lot of injuries over the last couple of seasons, and now the Chiefs are moving on. Adam Schefter was the first person to report this, and obviously a huge move for the Kansas City Chiefs. And obviously it's going to impact the AFC West a little bit. That, you know, they're still very confident in having Justin Houston, but Tamba Hali was a big guy. The Chiefs also released this year Derek Johnson from inside linebacker. He was a phenomenal guy for them, and that's going to be interesting. I'm eager to talk with Ryan Tracy and Chris Clark over there at Locked On Chiefs on all of the moves that the Chiefs have made so far. There's been a lot. Marcus Peters gone to Los Angeles. Alex Smith traded to the Washington Redskins. There's a lot of moves that have happened. And now Tamba Hali has been released. And also another guy released is Lawrence Timmons from the Miami Dolphins. Like I said, the Miami Dolphins are going through a culture change down there with Adam Gase. And one of the moves was releasing Lawrence Timmons, who disappeared on them last year and nobody could find him. Now he decided to return to the team. He was suspended for a little bit. Not sure exactly how he finished his year because I didn't really quite follow that situation. But when the news reported it, it was quite interesting to follow, given that Lawrence Timmons, a veteran guy in the National Football League, very unsure about how things really played out, you know, obviously out for him and the Miami Dolphins. They're looking forward to moving in a new direction without Timmons and obviously looking to go young on the defensive side of the ball. Now, more defensive news. Ian Rappaport had it reported that Orlando Scandrick, Cowboys cornerback, has requested to be released by the Dallas Cowboys, and the plan is for him to be released and obviously go somewhere else, face some scrutiny under Dallas, obviously in terms of contract and money situation, obviously performance and play. He also battled a little bit of injuries this year, so he never quite got going on it. And obviously, the Steelers are also parting ways with a cornerback. William Gay is going to be released by the Steelers tomorrow, and that's just one of the many moves that are going to be happening here around the National Football League. But more Broncos news. Obviously, the Broncos have offered tenders to all of their exclusive rights free agents, and those guys were Jordan Taylor, Zaire Anderson, Casey Kreider, Shelby Harris, a guy who I really wanted to return to the Denver Broncos. He'll be back for the Broncos and provide them with some defensive line depth, especially on the interior where they're going to need it, and I'll get to that in just a moment as to why. Elijah Wilkinson and Gerald Garcia-Williams, inside backer, Joe Jones at outside linebacker. But to reference the defensive line, Shelby Harris coming back. Adam Gotsis was arrested on March 7th, and the Denver Broncos announced that they were aware of him being arrested. Now, he was arrested on a charge stemming from a alleged 2013 incident where he was pretty much accused of raping somebody. Now, we don't know all the details to this, and this is why I really encourage people not to jump to conclusions for either side. And there's already a lot of people already on Twitter saying, free Gotsis, and the girl's lying, or, you know, condemning Gotsis, but we don't know the truth yet. Let's let the legal system play out. The Denver Broncos issued a statement saying, we were recently informed of an investigation into an alleged incident involving Adam Gotsis that had occurred in 2013 when he was in college. Our organization was also aware of his arrest on March 7th, so his attorney, everybody, they're working very closely together to monitor the situation, and we're going to find out as the NFL is going to do its own internal investigation, and we'll see what the fate is of Adam Gotsis. But obviously not some good news for the Denver Broncos to start off the free agency period. Now, some of my sources have been telling me the Denver Broncos' chances of getting Kirk Cousins is pretty slim. They're still in the running, but they would be surprised if he went with anywhere besides Minnesota. Now, Minnesota has a very talented defense, obviously going to the NFC Championship game. They have a lot to offer. Now, you go back and you look at it and you play devil's advocate here. You have to play Aaron Rodgers twice. And that's going to be tough, especially in that division. But we've seen that Aaron Rodgers needs some more support around him in order to be effective, in order to take the next step, and obviously stay healthy. That's a big thing for Aaron Rodgers. But they're also keeping an eye on that situation is there. So wouldn't be surprised if Kirk Cousins to Minnesota is announced by Thursday. But the Denver Broncos are not completely out of it yet, even though that the chances are really low. Von Miller and John Elway, they're going to do whatever they can to try to bring Kirk Cousins into the building and kind of entice him. I would be surprised if Von Miller even shows up to where Kirk Cousins is at just to entice him, and we're going to see that. And obviously, some other NFL news today. The Bills received, obviously, a lot of things in by trading for Cordy Glenn. Cordy Glenn was traded to the Cincinnati Bengals, and I wouldn't be surprised if they end up in the top 10 or the top 5 in the NFL draft. Now, the reason I say this is because the Buffalo Bills need a quarterback. Obviously, getting rid of Tyrod Taylor, sending him to the Cleveland Browns, and they have Nathan Peterman as a backup. They're going to need a quarterback, so I wouldn't be surprised if they move up and try to trade for the number 3 spot in the NFL draft to get a quarterback by Josh Allen. I think that's a guy who they are very high on, and that's just going to be something we're going to continue to monitor over here at Locked On Broncos. Now, free agency frenzy was crazy. I'm not going to sleep. I've got to be up another 8 or 9 hours just because you never know what's going to happen after the clock hits midnight. That's when a lot of teams and a lot of players start to talk and process. That's when some of these deals start to get leaked out. So we're going to have you covered over there. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, at Cody Rourke NFL, and be ready to tune in tomorrow for our Free Agency Friends Day Tuesday edition over here at Locked On Broncos. Once again, this is your host, Cody Rourke. Stay tuned, stay following, at Cody Rourke NFL. We'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Broncos.